Right now, we're joined by Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle, who has just gotten back from seeing Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, as well as a whole bunch of other notables at the big rally in Charlotte yesterday. Thanks for joining us, and how was that?
No, I'm happy to be here. No, yesterday was a really, really exciting day. It was a long day, you know, because we drove to Charlotte and gave it, you know, quite a deal of thought as to whether we wanted to make the trip or not. But because of the appeal of both of them being there, it just was too hard to resist.
Yeah,
We were free. So Alicia and I drove down there. And Aaron, it was just remarkable. I mean, the electricity in the room. We were fortunate to be able to be in an area where we had we were able to actually sit. We were kind of in bleachers, and we were able to see, you know, of course, Secretary Clinton and President Obama, but also, like you say, the folks that preceded them, you know, Deborah Ross and Roy Cooper and a lot of the other folks. It was just, it was really, really exciting and, you know, to be there, and really historic, too. Mm. So we're really happy we were able to go.
About how many people were there?
You know, I think I read in the paper that there were several thousand.
Yeah,
and it sure looked like it. I mean, it was this huge, you know, the Charlotte Civic Center, and everywhere you look, I mean, I took a big panorama, like, from left to right, and there were just people packed in. In fact, it was almost a little claustrophobic. Mm-hmm. I liked where we were because if I'd been in the middle of the crowd, I would have had to scream or something.
Kind of hard to breathe, yeah.
right. But no, everyone was just so excited and charged up. And I understand too. I mean, there were a lot of folks who wanted to get in who were not able to get in. Mm-hmm. You know, from the general public, and I'm sure that was a disappointment. But
probably going to have dozens more chances.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Yeah,
no,
and I imagine that certainly maybe not Obama, but I'm certainly you know, Hillary Clinton will be over. In this area, I'm sure, sometime this fall.
All right. Speaking with Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle, and I wanted to ask about that because we haven't had a chance to, but you're here today to talk about a completely different issue, and we are actually joined not just by Mayor Lavelle, but also by Adrienne Bonar, who is an intern with the MOXIE program through UNC. It's the Southern Oral History Program at the Center for the Study of the American South, working with the town of Carborough on a really cool project over the summer. So, Adrienne, thanks for joining us today as well.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
So, let me turn to you. You're working with the MOXIE program and the town of Carborough. What is the MOXIE program, though?
So the MOXIE program is a combined academic and community engagement project at UNC. It aims to take UNC undergrads into a course about the history of women's activism in the South, which, you know, not a lot of people study, even if they do study women's activism. So in the springtime, we take a course about women's history, and then in the summer, we actually do engagement in women's activism through different community organizations. And what was cool this year is that for the first time, they partnered with the local government, which is the town of Carborough. So that's, you know, given me and the program a chance to see what women's activism looks like inside government.
Is this your first year doing it?
Yeah.
Very cool. So what was, before we talk about the project during the summer, what was the class like during the spring?
So the class was with the wonderful professor, Dr. Catherine Turk, and it was called Feminist Movements After 1945. Mm-hmm. So basically we were looking at different primary sources from women who aren't necessarily in, like, mainstream historical texts, and that was really incredible. It was a seminar-style class. Really thoughtful, engaging conversation, basically going into class and reading texts from women who paved the way for modern women's activism today. Mm. Just really powerful stuff.
Who's the most inspiring figure that you learned about in the class that people don't know about?
Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm. Shirley Chisholm.
Okay.
Who, not a lot of people know about her, but I want to say it was in the 80s or in the 70s. Gosh, I forget now. But she actually was one of the first women to run for president.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't make it, but as a black woman, civil servant, who not a lot of people knew about, very radical woman, it was just incredible the kind of impact that she was able to make. And the fact that she's not in history books is kind of disappointing, but that was one person that I was really grateful to learn about.
Awesome. So speaking with Adrienne Bonar, who is with the MOXIE program again, that took that class at UNC over the spring and now in the summertime working with the town of Carborough. And what is it you're working on this summer?
So my main thing is the oral history project for the town of Carborough. About a year ago, they had this idea to put together interviews that the Southern Oral History Program had already taken and to undergo new interviews with critical members of the community who at this point have memories that maybe they won't be able to share with us later on. So for my part of the project was really going through what the Southern Oral History Program already had from Carrboro, which is really extensive, a lot of great, great interviews, and then helping get the project off the ground, working with the interviewees. If they had any questions about how to do oral history projects, just letting them know that I was here and being kind of a liaison between the Southern Oral History Program and the town of Carrboro.
So the interviews that you've been listening to, were they all conducted over the last year, or did some of them predate that? Yeah.
Yeah, some of them were from as early as like the 1970s,
oh, wow,
written on little typewriter transcripts. It was really cool. Some of them were as recent as like 2015, but it spanned a range of topics from, you know, Latino migratory experience to Carrboro Farmers Market. So like a lot of cool stuff in there.
That's really cool. So same question, I guess, as with Shirley Chisholm, what is the one that stood out to you the most? Or what are the three that stood out to you the most? I don't know. How many have you actually read or listened to?
Has it
been like dozens, hundreds?
I haven't been able to listen to them all, but okay, I looked over some of the transcripts. Wow, that is a hard question. There were two actually from former mayor Mark Chilton,
mm-hmm,
that really resonated with me because he didn't just talk about his experience as mayor, but really more of his personal history,
mm-hmm,
which I really enjoyed. And then, you know, there was one oral history from a Burmese refugee family, both the husband and the wife, that I wasn't able to listen to the whole thing, but that was especially powerful, especially since we don't often think about ordinary people as having history worthy of being in the history books, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, having oral histories from not just the mayor, but from workers and from, you know, regular folk is an important way to not just offer a good picture of what Carrboro is today, but to kind of show the history of Carrboro and the progression that it's been able to make.
And I think that's really cool, doing it through the voices of people who don't ordinarily make the news.
Yeah.
Like people who aren't like major mayors and town leaders and public figures, but it's the history of everybody. Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm speaking with Adrian Bonar again and Mayor Lydia Lavelle. Adrian with the MOXIE program, working with the town of Carrboro on the Oral History Project. Back to Lydia Lavelle. How did the project get started in the first place?
Yeah, well, we had an idea. The board had an idea to have a historian, mm-hmm, right, to document the history of Carrboro. And then we had we advertised for an historian. And a local citizen, Nancy Mason, came forward, and she said, you know, she didn't feel comfortable saying that she would be the historian, but that she had some experience with oral histories. And she suggested that that be a route that we undertake. And so she and I actually arranged a meeting at Carolina to meet with Bill Ferris, you know, with the Center for the American South,
mm-hmm,
I guess,
mm-hmm,
and just kind of talked about a variety of ideas and ways that we might capture what histories were already out there that we didn't know about and have a link to them, you know, through our town website, and then also how we could continue to add to it with this project that we wanted to start. And so that's where we also learned about the MOXIE project and decided, you know, talked about, well, let's see if we can also have a student work with us. And
mm-hmm,
so we've been really, really excited to have Adrian be a part of that process with us this summer, because while she's been here, we've also, you know, advertised for and accepted several folks to be interviewers, and they've had a training. And so they're going to be sent on their own way in a few weeks, I guess, to go and conduct some interviews.
That's cool. So how has Adrian been, knowing that she's sitting right next to you?
She's been all right. She's
okay,
right.
Good, yeah.
No pressure.
And, you know, the thing, I think one of the reasons that we were able to set up this program with the MOXIE program in the town of Carrboro is because of female leadership in our town.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say Julie Eckenrode, our assistant to the town manager, she's really been the lead person on this and really Adrian's direct point of contact with the town. Although all of us, myself included, like we went over to the General Assembly one day. Adrian and I did. We had a great, nice visit. You know, others, I know you've shadowed our fire chief, mm-hmm, and our economic development director. And so a lot of it has been just the overall experience she's gotten to see with women in leadership positions.
That's really cool. So So the oral history project, I know we're still compiling, we're doing interviews, we're putting together all of these interviews that go back to the 70s. Where is the project going?
Well, I'll tell you that. It's interesting because I got a little sneak preview today. It hasn't gone live yet, but you know, we're going to have a page on our website where you can easily find all of these histories that already exist at Carolina by category, you know, broad categories, right? Maybe farmer's market or the food or our you know, growing population, or you know, we're still kind of massaging some of that. But that's where we'll continue then to upload and make available these histories that we're going to do in partnership with Carolina. After these interviews take place, we'll pay for them to be transcribed, and then they'll be housed, you know, forever at Carolina and be available on our link on our website to their, to be stored at Carolina.
That's really awesome.
And again, it's our intention that we, we're starting this project right now, but that, we can carry it on for years. Mm-hmm. And each year, have several folks be interviewed and make it part of the depository.
That's great. So, Adrian, where does this project take you for the rest of the summer?
Well, I'm finishing up my official internship with Town of Carrboro next week, but I really hope to see the interviews just, build upon themselves. Mm-hmm. I'll still be at school here, so if y'all need anything, I'll be here. But
be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, you're going to be running the town in a year now.
I'm really hoping that it can take on a life of its own, and it becomes something that can become like a legacy for Carrboro. Something that they can pull back from 50 years from now and see the new interviews that they've been able to compile.
Very cool. So is this a one-year thing for you? Will you be doing it again next year?
Yeah, the Moxie project, unfortunately, is a one-year thing for all the students involved.
Very cool. So there's five other people who are also doing internships at other programs and projects all over the Triangle community. I know there's a couple people working with the NC Coalition Against Sexual Assault, one of the Pauli Murray Project in Durham, what else, Women Advance. So there's people all over the community that are doing really great work. And I will really look forward to watching the end product and seeing all of the, or listening to all of the interviews online. So this is really cool. So anything else that people need to know about the program? The project, Moxie, the oral history project in general, where people can get more information about any of that?
I think I'll say that we will be making available this page on the town site that has the current oral histories. We'll be making that available sometime within the next couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. And I think once people see that and see what we have there, then they'll take an even greater interest, I think, in learning more about the history of Carrboro. And we have tried to identify, and by we, I mean about 20 of us just kind of brainstorming. We have tried to identify folks that have stories to tell in Carrboro. And so I think we also would be happy to solicit folks out there that we don't know about, people that Adrian mentioned, people we may not know about that might have really interesting, even provocative or little known stories to tell that might be a good part of this oral history project. And if they are out there and read or hear about this or whatever, be sure to let us know.
Absolutely. And Adrian, where can people find out more about the Moxie project?
If you go onto Carolina Women's Center, onto their website, you can learn about it. And if you're just interested in oral history, I would highly suggest going onto the Southern Oral History Program's website. That's sohp.org. They have some really good interviews, not just from Carrboro, but from the Chapel Hill area and from all over the South, too.
Very cool. Well, Adrian Bonar, thank you so much for joining us. Lydia Lavelle, thank you as always. And I'm looking forward to finding out more about this as it continues to develop.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you. All right.